actually, what I was going to talk about is not my fear, but my family's fear of my terrible obsession with Halloween. And soon as October rolls around, I round up all the kids and my poor husband, who suffers through all this, to go up and get all of the very large bins from the attic. And so there we were last week, my kids pushing the very large bins full of many, many decorations, all sitting there ready to be decorated. Every year I say I'm not going to decorate. I'm not going to go all out. I'm just going to put a couple up. It's not going to be crazy. Then I'll start getting out the skulls, and I'll start lighting up the candelabras, and then the cobwebs are just right, and then the hand ringing and the maniacal laughter starts. No, not really. But so it's come to my attention now that my house has become so creepy that nobody wants to come visit me. My kids all of a sudden don't have any friends come October, and nobody really wants to come over. We did have one six-year-old come over who had to be sent home because he wet his pants. And I, of course, thinking that my house is incredibly beautiful and wonderful without my skulls and everything and bleeding eyes. We're all very used to this. But this poor little kid was so terrified to go in our bathroom that he peed his pants. So my poor husband comes home from work one day, and I have my six-year-old whose hands were dipped in red paint, and I'm lifting her up on the mirror, and I'm telling her, no, just throw your hands up on the mirror like I've thrown you on there, and then I'm going to drag you down by the feet. And so, no, drag. You have to make it look like I'm dragging you away. And then her little seven-year-old friend has the paintbrush with the red paint, and I told her to splatter it up on the mirror. But it's too controlled. No. Splatter it. This is a murder scene. Splatter, splatter. And my poor husband is coming home. I'm like, oh my God, what are you doing? So I have three kids, and I've realized that they're now just so used to the creepiness that it doesn't even affect them anymore. The four-year-old used to be afraid to walk down the steps because of all of the scary arms hanging out, trying to grab him coming down. So now he just knows that he names them all. So when he goes down the steps, hi, Axeman, hey. So he can get down the steps, okay. So I often wonder, what's going to happen of all my precious Halloween decorations when I die? What are my kids going to do with all this stuff? Until I realized my little three-year-old came out of, picked up my decorations out of one bin one night and said, he picks up these little hands that were severed off. He's walking around with them, playing with them, playing the piano with them, and said to me, Mommy, can I sleep with these tonight? And now I know what's going to happen with my decorations when I die. I'll have a legacy.